this your first visit?
First visit to Oshkosh.
What do you think so far?
I think it's phenomenal that all of these people would gather for a week and promote aviation and promote general aviation. And I just spoke to a group that our administrator was meeting with, and I congratulated them on continuing the long-standing practice of promoting aviation at Oshkosh. And I'm very impressed that it's not just promoting education, but they have programs for young people where they bring young people here. They get exposure to aviation through flying and through educational programs. And if you're going to continue the legacy of Oshkosh and continue the legacy of general aviation, the best and easiest way to do it is to get young people energized and enthused. And I have no doubt when these young people go up in airplanes and have a chance to meet with these aviators and meet with these general aviation enthusiasts, they get very enthused about it. So it's a way to really continue the opportunity for Oshkosh to be around for another 100 years or however long it's been around.
There's usually a sense when pilots get together anyway at Oshkosh and other places, there's always a little bit of a cloud, or maybe even a bigger cloud, about the future of general aviation and such. What's your vision? Where do you see where we'll be by
then? I just told these folks over at the event that Randy is hosting that the Department of Transportation, this department, President Obama's Transportation Administration, is 1,000% behind general aviation. We believe in it. It's critical to the aviation industry in America and in the world. Not every community can really have the kind of opportunities that general aviation provides, but the communities that have it, it becomes an opportunity for aviation enthusiasts and people that want to travel. And we'll do everything we can through our department to continue a very strong general aviation activity in America and promote it and do what we can to be helpful.
Expound a little bit, on the importance of general aviation airports in communities. You were just mentioning how GA can be a critical part.
Well, look, first of all, they're an economic engine for communities. They provide jobs, all kinds of different jobs. They also provide a form of transportation that maybe people wouldn't have if it weren't for general aviation. You know, not every community is going to have the kind of opportunities that places like where I came from as a member of Congress, Peoria or Springfield, Illinois, where we had these regional jets flying in and out.
Sure.
You know, not every community can have that. So you have to have a strong aviation community so that people have access to air travel. The economic engine that it is in a community in terms of the jobs that it provides, the fact that when you look at general aviation, it's really how aviation started. You know, aviation didn't start with 737s or 757s. It started with pioneers who wanted to get up in the air, and they made these planes, not dissimilar to the people that are here at Oshkosh, who've made their planes and flown them here and have, you know, now, you know, obviously stood on the shoulders of Orville and Wilbur and all the other people who got this industry started. So there's a lot of creativity here, a lot of creative juices flowing, particularly for the people who built their own planes, flew them here, and now are teaching young people that here's how aviation started, and here's what we've been able to do to continue the long legacy of professionalism, if you will.
The House today, the last time I checked today, was supposed to pass another extension on the reauthorization of the aviation. Is there a penalty for not having a full bill to pass with these was referred to as parochial disputes? Is there a penalty for the general aviation is paying through a continuing
look? Not having an FAA extension authorization bill is a problem for. We've extended the current program a number of times, and this bill is about this close to getting passed. It may be a few T's or I's that need to be crossed or dotted. So we're very close. And it's a good bill. It's a bill that President Obama will sign. It's good for general aviation, and it's good for aviation in America. And it takes into account all different forms of aviation, whether it be, you know, the kind of opportunities that FedEx and UPS and others provide. And of course, it's good for the flying public. It's good for airports. It's good for all of the aviation activities that take place. So we're very close. And so we'll... you know, Congress is going to be in session here today and tomorrow, so maybe we'll keep our fingers crossed that maybe something might happen.
If you were back on the Hill, back in the mm-hmm. House, what would you do to get things?
Well, I'd encourage our leadership to get the people that are in the final stages of this bill to try and make it happen here in the next 48 hours.
If it doesn't happen here in the next 48 hours, is this something that Congress might revisit after the August break?
Well, I think it'll be passed this fall. Because, I mean, we're very close. Yeah, it'll be passed and signed this fall.
Talk about next gen, if we could, for mm-hmm. a moment. What benefits, next gen and ADS-B? There's a lot of talk about how perhaps the next gen and the ADS-B technologies are really more for the government's benefit than it is the user's. What benefits?
Yeah, you know, I've never heard that criticism.
Really?
I've been all over the country. And I've been to a lot of TRACONs. Mm-hmm. The FAA controllers are looking forward to next gen.
Sure.
I've talked to probably every airline executive. Mm-hmm. They're looking forward to next gen. They're asking us for some help in terms of, you know, how they're going to pay for it to put it in the planes. You talk to members of Congress or other elected officials, they know that next gen is absolutely critical to the aviation industry, for safety, for saving jet fuel, for guiding planes in and out of airports in a way that currently doesn't exist. There's a lot of enthusiasm in America for next generation technology, and it's what we hear and see everywhere that we go, because people know that we're going to save jet fuel. It's going to be safer. Flying is going to be made safer, and we need to bring the airline industry into the 21st century in terms of the technology that's used to guide planes in and out of airports.
What about general aviation? What's in it for them?
Well, look at it. General aviation benefits in terms of the fact that the highest form of technology, the best form of technology, is going to be in airports all over the country. And you know, that's good for aviation. That takes it to a higher level. When you take any aspect of aviation to the highest level, everybody's brought along. It's not just for the big airlines. If something is improved in aviation, it's good for the industry.
Is there anything in general aviation, and obviously you know plenty about transportation and have for decades, but is there anything about general aviation that you've learned since becoming secretary, or even since you came to Oshkosh this week that you did know before that surprised you a little bit about it?
Well, I was telling the group that I just spoke to that I served in Congress for 14 years. I was on the Transportation Committee for six of those 14, and I had a very strong general aviation group in my district. I represented 20 counties in central and west central Illinois. I met with them on a regular basis. I knew what their issues were. And it was very good experience having the relationships with the general aviation folks in my district to really understand their critical needs, the importance of general aviation, what they really needed from Congress. And so I'm not saying I know everything, because I don't know everything, but I had a pretty because of my relationship with the general aviation folks in my district, I had a pretty good understanding of what they were really concerned about.
Ever interested in learning how to fly?
Have I ever been interested?
Yeah.
No, sir, I haven't.
What can we do to get you interested in that?
Well, maybe if I was 35 rather than 65, I might have an interest. I think it's the old, you know, the thing about teaching an old dog new tricks probably applies to me.
I met a woman just yesterday who started taking flying lessons at age 60. I don't know how old she is today, but she's no more than 65, and she's getting ready for a private pilot checkup. So old dogs can learn new tricks, but you're not an old dog.
So. Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know. It's very time-consuming, too. Maybe when I really do retire.
That was kind of a next couple of questions I wanted to ask you, just kind of on a personal basis. How do you compare serving in the House versus serving as SecDef?
Well, I mean, look, they're both very good jobs, but they're both very different jobs. Serving in the House, I become a representative for 625,000 people. Serving in an administration, you become part of the team. I'm part of President Obama's team. When I interviewed for this job with the president-elect, it was very clear to me that I was a part of a team, and so we've taken some of our cues from the president's vision, particularly on high-speed rail. Particularly, one of the things the president said to me, one of the first things I want you to do is get a contract between NATCA and the FAA, and within 100 days we did it. And I think the president is very happy that that is off his plate. He doesn't have to worry about it. The president and his team at the White House are very committed to next-generation technology, making sure we have the resources to do it, because he knows that provides the kind of opportunity to improve aviation. And I'm proud to be a part of the president's team and really carry out his agenda.
Just overnight, there was some comments made by the administrator relative to aviation fuel and perhaps a difference of opinion between FAA and the EPA over who has jurisdiction regulating aviation gasoline. Are you at all prepared to comment on that?
I'm really not. I don't know enough about what Randy said. As I told you, I've been in Pueblo and Denver and Milwaukee and just arrived here. So whatever needs to be said by Randy, I think will be said.
From a 30,000-foot standpoint, any thoughts on the replacement aviation gasoline?
Not really. I'd rather. One of the reasons that we have people like Randy as our administrator, and I told the group this just a few minutes ago, we have, I think, as professional administrators, has ever served in that position, 25-year professional commercial pilot, professional businessman in aviation before he came. I mean, we feel very fortunate to be able to snatch him away from doing very well, frankly, financially, to come into government service and bring that kind of expertise. And we've leaned on him very heavily. We've leaned on his expertise. He's done an outstanding job. He really has. And he's just been one of the things that people told me during the transition is, you got to have somebody that you can work with at the FAA, because I guess in other administrations maybe there were issues. Not in this administration. We have built a terrific team, and Randy is a big part of that team when it comes to aviation.
A lot of people in the industry think, a lot of the people in general aviation anyway, think that the administrator is one of us.
Yep, good.
He's been there and done that.
Yeah, glad to hear that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to his team.
Yeah. The other thing I want to emphasize that's part of the president's vision and really has become part of our vision is safety. Not just in aviation, but in a lot of the different things that we do. We've taken on distracted driving, not just for people who are driving cars, but for pilots who are looking at their computers and overfly a city by 100 miles.
Not that that would ever happen.
Right. But and also, if you look at our the rules that we've put out, whether it's the tarmac delay rule, a rule that we have pending now on some other airline industry issues, safety is our number one priority, and I want to re-emphasize that when it comes to aviation. When people get on an airplane or when a pilot gets in his own plane, the number one thing they care about is safety, and that's what we care about. And whatever we can do to work together with general aviation or the airline industry or anybody in aviation to improve safety, we'll be there.
Is there anything you haven't seen at AirVenture that you expected to see?
Well, we just got here, so
I'm impressed
with the programs that go on here. When I was over there with Randy, I mean, there were like lots of other seminars or lectures or however you characterize it going on, and a lot of interest, very few empty chairs. So people don't just come here to showcase their planes that they've either built or that they've flown here, but they obviously come here to learn. And I think that's important, and I'm really impressed with this idea of getting young people involved. That is the future. There's no question about it.
Very family-oriented.
Yeah, right.
One question, and this is my last question, back to safety for just a second.
Sure.
And the FAA reauthorization, the Colgan families
yeah. mm-hmm.
have been pushing very hard
right.
to change the minimum hours for
exactly.
first officers and others. Have you had a chance to talk to them of late or at all?
I've talked to them, I think, on at least four occasions. I've met with them personally on a couple of occasions, and I've had phone, right after the crash, I had a extended phone conversation. They were in Washington. They came to DOT. We met with them. I know they're very concerned that we make sure that these pilots that are flying these regional jets are well-trained, well-rested, and know what they're doing when they get behind the control of these airplanes. And we are, too. That's the reason that we're working very hard on a rule or an enforcement to put into place recommendations that were made by the NTSB and recommendations that came from the families, too. And we're very close to announcing that.
Thanks, Mr. Secretary.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.